Welcome to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, a place where we share everything you need to know about restoring your metabolism so you can eat more, train less, and lose weight in a healthy and sustainable way.
I'm Kitty Bloomfield, co-founder of New Strength and Saturate, creator of pro-metabolic food supplements and seriously saturated skincare. And today I'm joined by one of our beautiful clients, Belinda. She's 51. She has two kids. She's studying. She's working as a bloody walking postie in the crazy heat in Sydney. She's based in Sydney. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
No, I've done two of these today with our clients. I always love interviewing clients and seeing how they're going in the program. It's so good. So tell the listeners a bit more about, you know, your journey leading up to the program, the issues you were experiencing, the dieting, whatever you've done, and why you joined.
Yep, sure. I was actually recommended by a friend of mine. I used to live on the Sunshine Coast and I now live in Sydney. I'm 51 and I've had the total yo-yo, you name it, I've done it. So probably from an early age, I would say, growing up in the country in New South Wales and had parents who used to tell you to always eat everything on your plate, and that got instilled into us from an early age. My grandfather was in the war and was a prisoner of war and used to talk about how they never ever got food and how they couldn't eat. So it was always this whole thing around food growing up. It was always eat everything, don't take for granted how much food that you get. So I do really think that's been a huge part, but then, of course, just doing all the yo-yo dieting. So I was always like that, probably once I hit puberty, the teenager who was always a little bit rounder and conscious of being overweight and struggling with it. And then I went to boarding school and food tasted terrible, so it was always slathered in cheese, and had a really unhealthy relationship with food at school, and it just continued. So once I moved to Sydney when I was 18 and I'd put on a lot of weight, and it just happened continually from there. So yeah, I've done everything like most people, you know, Jenny Craig, Weight Watchers, more recently, I mean, I've done, you know, cabbage diets and juicing fads and carnivore and vegetarian. And more recently, I went to the GP and she recommended that I go on Ozempic. Didn't even chat to me about diet, going to see a dietitian or anything like that. Just literally looked at me and said, "You've put on weight. You're not looking healthy. We can put you on something that's going to remedy that." And I'd already had a chat to Kitty by this stage to you, and I wasn't in the right headspace at that time. I'd just been through a bit emotionally, so I knew within myself that I had to do something to make a change, not just for my kids but for myself. I'm in the right headspace that I was like, I need to do something, otherwise I'm just going to be like this for the rest of my life.
So I'm glad that you joined.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. It's been the best thing that I've ever done, honestly. Oh. I can't, it's getting that healthy attitude around food for me. That's been massive, like that mindset change of, you can literally still eat food and you don't have to deprive yourself. Like my daughter thinks she's just turned 17. So, but, you know, she now, instead of getting ice cream, she eats the ice cream I make. And, you know, we do those sorts of things together. Whereas before it was always, you felt like you were being naughty or doing something wrong and depriving yourself. And then I would binge eat, literally. Like I would just feel like I'd be really good for a certain period of time and then I'd binge eat. So that's been really refreshing to actually be able to eat food and not starve yourself. That's been a huge thing for me.
So good. And how long have you been in the program?
So I'm almost at 16 weeks. So I'm going away on the weekend. So when I get back, I've got 2 weeks, and then I'll rejoin.
Awesome. We're good. So good. So
just the beginning for me. This is literally just the beginning.
I love it. I love it. And so tell the listeners, what are the results you've seen? So in terms of your body composition changes, any health improvements?
Yeah. Well, I think, so for me, we all expect change to happen extremely quickly. I'm 51 and I've had a really unhealthy relationship with food for a very long time. And we all get really pissed off if we don't see change really quickly. So something that I have actually really enjoyed and chatting to Mel about when I have my coaching calls is not just talking about the physical change, it's the mental, it's the how I'm sleeping. Like, I love that you guys record all that sort of stuff, your stools, you know, all that sort of thing. It just makes such a big, that makes a huge difference. But besides that, I have lost 7.3 kilos. And I've lost 46 centimetres of my body and 5.9% body fat down. So, like, I'm talking, I was probably, I don't know, wearing like an 18 or a 20 in clothes, and that's something I just haven't done for such a long time. I've either been a 16 or a 14. But I just kept putting on more weight. And, yeah, it just kind of crept up after COVID especially. I moved to Sydney from the sunny coast, and during lockdown just didn't have a really great relationship with food. And then a few things happened emotionally that were really difficult and proved quite hard to kind of combat. So, yeah, when my friend had mentioned about the program and talked to me about how good it was and that you actually eat food and I'd done weight training previously. I used to love doing weight training, but I'm currently not doing weight training because of my job. I'm only quite new as a walking postie, so I'm just still trying to get used to walking lots every day.
No, awesome. That's so awesome. And how many calories are you eating?
I'm on, what am I on? 1800, I think.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. And, how has the food fit in with the rest of the family?
Perfect. So it's so easy to prepare, and it's something that the kids love. So it's not hard to work around. I make lots of the snacks because I'm out and about quite a lot. So like the oat slice, I'm one of those people, I don't really mind if I eat the same things for the whole week. So usually I'll do a cook up on a Sunday, and then we kind of just play it by ear what the kids want. But yeah, we pretty much eat the same things.
Awesome. So good.
Yeah.
What have you found the most challenging about the program?
I definitely like drinking. So I'm quite a social person. So, and I'll do the whole stop drinking for a period and then probably binge. So instead of doing that this time, I've just no drinking Monday to Friday, and then I'll have a couple of drinks on the weekends. But I incorporate that into my calories and making sure that I'm working that in and making sure I work it off if I am drinking. That's probably it, really. That's probably the only challenge, and that's more a mindset of me thing.
That's good. Yeah, and look, I love booze too, and I used to be the biggest drinker. So I think when you're first initially cutting that back, it can be difficult, but then you start to feel so good and you don't want to feel crappy anymore. So that's so good. And what have you loved most about the program?
Oh, everything. Honestly, I think having the support has been great, and I think you get back what you put in. If you want to listen to the podcasts and if you want to follow the program online, you can, but if you don't, obviously you're not going to get the same results. So I do think it just takes you to put in that extra time and effort. But Mel's been great. Like I've had Mel as my coach, and honestly, you can reach out to her anytime, and you know, we get chatting about all sorts of topics, as you can imagine. and yeah, it's just nice having that support. So, and I just think the app, being able to put your food in, that's huge. Just how easy that was. With, you know, you guys have done all the hard work where you put all your food into the actual app, and it just tells you what to eat, and literally you just have to follow the bouncy ball.
So good. Yeah, Mel's great.
Yeah.
I love all our coaches. And do you think you would have got the results if you didn't have the coaching, without the coaching?
No, I just think having, well, I've done the weekly calls, so I just think keeping me on track, I know that I need to be kept accountable. And having somebody to answer to each week, whether you've gone up or down, but talking about it, I just, you know, there was weeks where I would put on weight because I wasn't sticking to things 100% of the time. And it's okay as long as you then keep back on track. Whereas before, I'd probably, if I do that, I'd probably fall off the wagon and just keep going the way I'm going and then continue to put on weight. But you'd chat to Mel and she'd be like, well, what's happened this week? And not in a bad way, not chastising you, but saying, okay, well, if that's happened, but let's get back on. And you would, because you felt like you were worth it, that you need to get back into it and get back on the horse, so to speak.
Cool. And what advice would you give to a woman who's sitting on the fence about joining the program?
Oh, gosh, I would tell them to do it. Yeah, I used to be married and I used to have a husband who was very worried about money. And all the time, if I wanted to do something, he would always advise me not to do it. But I honestly think if you work out how much it costs to do this program, and for health wise, I see so many of my friends, I've recommended the program to people. The health benefits, if you look at the cost of things like Ozempic and all the different weight loss programs that I've done, if I added that up, it would cost a fortune. So to honestly do this program and get the results and see the change, like the photos that I've had a look at of myself that I sent to Mel during the week as opposed to when I first started, is a massive difference. Like you can see the results and I can feel the results. So, yeah, I would honestly say don't think about it, just do it, because it's totally worth it.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing
your experience. My pleasure.
And if you're a woman who's listening to this and you want to learn more about the coaching program, SIPS Good Fit, I'll put a link in the show notes below. Book in for a free chat with the team. And yeah, we can go from there. And thank you so much, Belle.
Thanks,
and I'll see you in the program.